Galatians chapter 2. Let's begin reading in verse 16. Now we're back up to verse 15. We who are Jews by nature, of course this is the Apostle Paul speaking. He says, we who are Jews by nature and not sinners of the Gentiles, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ. Even we have believed in Jesus Christ, that we might be justified by the faith of Christ, and not by the works of the law, for by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. Now, that should be clear to anybody except someone who is prejudiced otherwise, that justification in the sight of God is by faith of Jesus Christ and not by the works of the law. Now, he says here in verse 17, but if while we seek to be justified by Christ, we ourselves also are found sinners. Now, he's referring to what Peter did there. They were having a dinner. Peter had been eating at the table with the Gentiles, but when some came from James, from Jerusalem, who were higher-ups in the church, pillars in the church, Peter got worried about his position and changed tables. He left the Gentiles and went over and began to eat with the Jews. He separated himself from the Gentiles and went to the Jews. And by doing that, he dissociated himself with the gospel of Christ and favored the law. Because the gospel of Christ made both Jew and Gentile one in Christ Jesus with no difference between them. There's not bond nor free, there's not Greek nor Jew, there's not male nor female, but all are one in Christ Jesus. And so he left that and preferred the persons of those other apostles to the gospel of Christ. So he was beginning to build again the law which had been destroyed. Not destroyed as an oracle of God, but taken out of the way as a hindrance to our justification. No man can be justified by the works of the law. All right, now. But that no man might be justified by the law in the sight of God is evident. Verse 17. But if while we seek to be justified by Christ, we ourselves also are found sinners, is Christ therefore the minister of sin? Well, he's saying, if we're preaching Christ, but we have to leave and go back to the law, then is Christ the minister of sin? God forbid. For if I build again the things which I destroyed, I make myself a transgressor. If I'm going to go back and rebuild the law and try to serve God under the law, after I've left the law, because I can't be justified by the law and have fled to Christ because we are justified by faith of Jesus Christ, he says, I make myself a transgressor. In other words, I'm trying to add to what Christ has already done, which is an insult to the finished work of our Lord Jesus Christ. For I, through the law, am dead to the law. He said, I see the law for what it is. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 6, or chapter 3, verse 6. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6. who also hath made us able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, which that's what the law is a letter. Not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter killeth, and the Spirit giveth life. For I through the law am dead to the law, that I might live unto God. And he says in verse 20, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me, and the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not frustrate the grace of God, for if righteousness came by the law, then Christ is dead in vain. Now, we've dwelt on this verse 20 before, but I'd like to go back over it again this morning and possibly bring out some things that we haven't looked at before. He says, I am crucified with Christ. Well, every believer of all the ages of the church, from the earliest times until the last time, everyone who believes was crucified with Christ at Calvary, because we're all members of his body and we're all present with him in the crucifixion, and all suffered crucifixion in him, and we answered the sentence of the penalty of the law, which is death. I am crucified with Christ. He said, not saying that I will be or I have been, but I am. It's already over. Look at Romans 6:3. Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? We were by the Spirit baptized into union with Christ in his death. And since we are dead with Christ, Romans 6:8, look at that while we're there. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is freed from sin. Now if we be dead with Christ, well, we were crucified with Christ. Our old man was crucified with him. We're baptized into his death. And we are dead with Christ. And if we're dead to Christ, dead with Christ, then we're dead to the law. Romans 7:4. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, ye also are become dead to the law by the body of Christ. How is that? Because we were crucified in Christ and are dead with Christ, and therefore dead to the law. So the law cannot condemn us if we commit. Let's say that we have impure thoughts, which we all do from time to time. Well, that's sin. You don't have to do the deed for it to be sin. It's sin, but sin is not imputed where there is no law. And there is no law except the law of Christ to us, because we're dead to the law of Moses. So we cannot be condemned in that respect. And we cannot be condemned in any respect. And in chapter 8, he says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. Now, if we're dead with Christ, then we're buried with him. Colossians 2:12. We are buried with him in baptism, wherein also ye are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God, who hath raised him from the dead. And not only are we buried with him, but we're also risen with him because of our union with him, being members of his body and in him. Ephesians 2:6. Ephesians 2:6, and hath raised us up together, and not only are we risen with him, but we're also representatively in him made to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Look at Hebrews 6:19-20. Hebrews 6:19-20. Which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil, whither the forerunner is for us entered, even Jesus, made an high priest after the order of Melchizedek. Now he for us has entered in, and it is as though all of we had entered in him. The high priest bore the names of all the children of Israel upon his shoulders and upon the breastplate. When he entered into the presence of the Lord, he carried all of those upon his heart and upon his shoulder. And our Lord Jesus Christ has entered into heaven personally, into the very presence of God, there to appear for us. Now it's as though, since he is our representative, it's as though we had entered in him. And if we have entered in him, then we must be without sin, because no sin can ever enter there. And being without sin, we're perfectly justified in the eye of God by the finished work of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hebrews 9. For Christ is not entered into the holy places made with hands, which are a figure of the true, but into heaven itself. Now our Lord Jesus Christ, our representative, in whom we are by the will of God, is at this moment at the right hand of God making intercession for us, and it is as though we were there in him. He's there in all his perfections, and we are there in him in all his perfections, that is, representatively. For by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. Hebrews 10:14. For Christ is not entered into the holy place made with hands, which are the figures of the true, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us. Nor yet that he should offer himself often, as the high priest entered into the holy place every year with blood of others, for then must he often have suffered since the foundation of the world. But now, once in the end of the world, hath he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. He put away the sin of those who were in him when he was crucified at Calvary, and who were in him by the gift of the Father in the covenant of grace before the foundation of the world. And as it is appointed unto man once to die, we got to be loosed from this earthly house of this tabernacle, because it has sin as a member. And flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. So we must be changed. And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment, so Christ was once offered to bear the sin of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. So back to Galatians 2:20 now. So all those things naturally follow the truth that we are crucified with the Lord Jesus Christ. Look at Isaiah 45. Isaiah 45:17, where it says, "But Israel shall be saved in the Lord." Well, how do we get in the Lord? Being chosen in him before the foundation of the world. Not because we made a decision or shed a tear. It's because God chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world and gave us as his children to him. "But Israel shall be saved in the Lord with an everlasting salvation. Ye shall not be ashamed nor confounded, world without end." Now look down at verses 24 and 25. "Surely shall one say, in the Lord have I righteousness and strength, that is, the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the Lord our righteousness." Jeremiah 23:5, I think it is. "Even to him shall men come, and all that are incensed against him shall be ashamed. In the Lord shall all the seed of Israel be justified and shall glory." Well, in the Lord shall all the seed of Israel, and the seed of Israel are believers, being the spiritual children of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. All right, back to Galatians 2:20. Galatians 2:20. "I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me." Now, the Lord said in John 10:27, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish." I give unto them eternal life. The life that he gives is the life of himself. Look at 1 John 5:11. Well, let's read verses 7 through 11. "For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one. And there are three that bear record in the earth, the Spirit, and the Word, and the water, and the blood, and these three agree in one. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God, which he hath testified of his Son. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave us of his Son. And this is the record." In other words, this is God's testimony, God's report, his record. "This is the record that God hath given unto us eternal life, and this life that God has given us is in his Son." Look at Colossians 3. Colossians We'll begin reading in verse 1. If ye then be risen with Christ, well, you must be alive if you're risen with Christ. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above and not on things on the earth, for ye are dead to the law of God, to the wrath of God, to the vengeance, to the punishment, and to the curse. For ye are dead, and your life, that spiritual life that we have in Christ Jesus, is hid with Christ in God. So our old man is reckoned dead, the sinner, that the body of sin might be destroyed, but the new man is alive unto God in the Lord Jesus Christ. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. So Christ Jesus is in us and is our life. Look at John 14:20. John 14:20. At that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. Now Christ Jesus is in us by the Spirit of truth, which is given unto us. Look at Hebrews 2:13. Hebrews 2:13. And again, I have put my trust in him, and again, behold, I and the children which God hath given me. Now in John 17:2, he says, let me just turn to it and read it. Talking about those who were given to him of the Father. John 17:2. He says, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. Now, all those that the Father gave him, he gave him before the foundation of the world. They are his children that God hath given him. And it is them to whom he gives his life. I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. This life is in his Son. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Now, the life that Christ gives us, being his life, is a life of faith. So the faith that we have is that faith is the faith of Jesus Christ. So look at Romans 3:22. Romans 3:22. Now here, this is, as you all know, this is Paul's opening of the article of justification. This is how he explains how God can be just to justify the ungodly. How he can remain just and justify sinners. And he says in verse 3:22, he says here, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ. It's Christ's faith, being that faith which is of the life of Christ. Now, but there are other places in the Scripture where our faith is said to be in Christ. Well, it is in Christ. We believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Subjectively, that faith that we have that is in us is in the Lord Jesus Christ, but it is the faith of Christ. It's His faith given to us with His life. You cannot separate life, spiritual life, from faith. Can't be done. Where there is no life, there's no faith. Where there's no faith, there's no life. But life, in every function of life, has to be present before there can be any actings. So the actings of our faith is not our actings, but it's the actings of the faith of Jesus Christ in us by His life, which is present in us. Galatians 2:16. Knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ. We're justified because the Lord Jesus Christ has given us of His life and of His faith. Even we have believed in Jesus Christ that we might be justified by the faith of Christ and not by the works of the law, for by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. Now turn on over to Galatians 3:22. But the Scripture hath concluded all under sin, that the promise of faith of Jesus Christ might be given to them that believe. Now He gives us of His life, and with that life, it is a life of faith, and we receive it. We receive that faith with the life, and we are justified in the eyes of God because of the free gift of that faith. By grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Now 3:26. Galatians 3:26. For we are all children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. Well, we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ with a faith that is the faith of Jesus Christ. It's His life, His faith, He gave it to us. And we believe in Him. His life and faith is the cause. Our belief in Him is the effect. And it demonstrates to us that we are indeed the children that God gave him before the foundation of the world. That's a pretty good thing to know. Look at James 2:1. My brethren, have not the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with respect of persons. All right, let's go back to Galatians chapter 2. Galatians 2. Verse I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. Now, Christ dwells in me and lives in me by his Spirit and life, which is the life of the Spirit, or the Spirit of life, which is put within us. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me, and justified me by his righteousness, which is imputed to me by God, because he hath given me of that faith. Actually, it's because we've been in Christ from everlasting. We were justified in him when we, well, without beginning. In the mind of God, we've always been in the Lord Jesus Christ. And since we've always been in the Lord Jesus Christ, Christ has always been complete with all his members, and because of that, we've always been justified in him. Now he says, verse 21, I do not frustrate the grace of God. Now these Galatians were wanting to go back and mingle a little bit of the keeping of the law with faith, and saying, well, my works, and in doing that, they were saying, well, my works will be sufficient. I can put them alongside the works of Christ and rely on them for my justification, which is blasphemy in its highest form. To trust our own, whatever minute bit it is, something in us, to trust our merit instead of the grace of God in Christ Jesus, is unbelief, disobedience, blasphemy, every evil name you can think of it. And it's just not good. It always put us back on the dung heap where the Lord found us in our feelings. We'll never be able to have any joy, any happiness, any peace if our actions and our merit make up any part of our salvation. We're damned. But if we are saved completely by the grace of God in Christ Jesus, then we're safe and secure to all eternity, and we need to quit looking at ourselves. Thinking, oh, I ought to do better. Well, you can't. you just can't, because you are a dyed-in-the-wool sinner. And you ain't ever going to be anything else but that as long as you live here upon the earth. But when this body lies in the dirt and returns to its element, and when God speaks to it and brings again that which he will from it, then it will come forth a spiritual body, and there'll be no sin about it anywhere. And we'll be conformed to the image of our Lord Jesus Christ. And our sin problem will be over. Now we are now perfected in the Lord Jesus Christ, in him. Because we're dead. Our old man has been crucified. He's still up here walking around doing all this evil. But yet in the mind of God, he was crucified at Calvary in the Lord Jesus Christ. And the new man is perfect in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not what we can do to save ourselves. It's what God has done in Christ and finished, having saved his people from their sins. So we need not to frustrate the grace of God by looking at ourselves. Peter was up walking around on the waves, and then he got to looking around at the waves, and he thought, boy, I can't swim. And he began to sink. Well, we'll find out when we look at ourselves and try to seek any merit worthy of salvation that we can't swim in those waters. And we'll begin to sink. So our eyes ought to be on the Lord Jesus Christ at all times and not on anything in ourselves. And we ought to look at our brethren in the same way. We're of a habit, we like to look at our brethren and say, oh boy, he's in a world of trouble. I wouldn't do that. No, if you was in his circumstance, you'd probably do the same thing. But he's saved by grace just like you are. Saved by grace. And God is able to hold up all his people. Look at John 6:37. And I'll close with this. John 6:37. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me. Well, the Father giveth those to Christ in time and in their experience that he gave them in the covenant before the foundation of the world. They are given to him in time, but they were given to him in eternity past. And he said, all that the Father giveth me and have given me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. Now to come to the Lord Jesus Christ is to believe on him. For I came down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father's will which has sent me, that of all which he hath given me in eternity past in the covenant of grace, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. And this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone that seeth the Son. Well, how do you see the Son? By having his life given to you and your eyes open in order that you can see and hear and understand the gospel. Be given eyes to see, ears to hear, and heart to understand. And believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. The Jews then murmured at him because he said, I am the bread which came down from heaven. And they said, is not this Jesus, the son of Jesus, of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How is it then that he saith, I came down from heaven? Jesus therefore answered and said unto them, murmur not among yourselves. No man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him. Now the bonds of our fallen nature, our corruption, are too strong, and we cannot escape them to come and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ of our own selves. God has to come fetch us. He has to come draw us, forcefully bring us to the Lord Jesus Christ. No man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. Now notice how many times it says that promise, I will raise him up at the last day. As it is written in the prophets, and they shall be all taught of God. Every man therefore that hath heard and hath learned of the Father cometh unto me. Everyone who is given the Spirit of truth and the Spirit of life, who is given the life of the Lord Jesus Christ, comes to the Lord Jesus Christ for all salvation. Amen.